Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
So being part of my day, my pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me, too, because we got Judy Glazer back on the show. Judith E. Glazer is the founder and the CEO of Benchmark Communications, which is an organization that focuses on leadership. And that's the main thing that she does. And she's written a number of books on the topic, including The DNA of Leadership. And she joins us to talk to us about this all the time. Her organization, the Creating We Institute, is an outstanding one. And she has a brand new book out that she's edited called 42 Rules for Creating We. And we've got some excitement about this book going on right now that she's going to tell us about. Judy, welcome back to the show.
Thrilled to be back.
It's good to have you back. And now this book is brand new.
Yep.
42 Rules for Creating We.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about what's been happening the last couple of days.
You know, the book came out, and yesterday was the basically the launch day.
So you're launching it on this show, right?
We are launching it on the show.
Except that some other people know about it, and here, tell them what happened.
Yeah. You are always the first one that gets to know about my books. Yesterday we had to post it on on Amazon so people could buy it, and yesterday our book went from, they start out at 1 million. That means nobody knows your book.
Right.
And then it has to rise up, and the ranking, as the ranking gets lower, the book gets more popular and people buy it. We ended up in the top 100 books yesterday.
Wow.
Which is wow. And we were number one in leadership, number one in management, number one in motivation and organizational behavior.
Wow.
And number two in movers and shakers. That means it was the second most popular book that was moving yesterday off the shelves.
Wow.
I know.
See, Judy, my audience knows the answer. They know what I'm about to say. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best. Only the best for my audience.
I
mean, how many times, ladies and gentlemen, think about it, folks. How many times do I introduce you to people like Judy and others who are on the show who are the best at what they do? You've heard me talk about our Brain Trust members before. The most impressive, the largest community, small business experts in the galaxy, and Judy's a perfect example of that. Judith, let's talk about what when you say 42 rules for creating we. What does that mean?
First of all, we wanted to write a book that was small. You know, all my books are knuckle books, right?
Right.
The past. I mean, people love to read them, but they're still bigger books.
Yep.
And this book is 162 pages. So what we wanted to do is synthesize, and that's the Creating We Institute, came together and said, we want to find the things that are going on in the world right now that are the essence of great leadership that we can package in a way that people could read them on an airplane going from New York City to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And so we picked 42 because 42 is a magical number, apparently, in history. It's a mythological success number. And my co-authors are 18 other people, which is also a great number.
I thought that was the age I wish I was.
Yeah, I haven't stopped getting... that's where I stopped growing. I'm still 18 in my mind. So we got together and we said, let's find the wisdom that we can package in a way. And in each chapter, in each rule, we wanted to say why there's something different going on in the world around this idea. And then we wanted to give people practical things that they can do. So it moves from inspiration to the practical.
Well, remind the audience what you mean when you say creating we.
The concept of we is an I and we has been around in the world since the beginning of man.
Yeah.
It's always been individuals and then the collective that they join up with. And our brains are hardwired to be social, so we have no choice. That's how we want to be with others. That's the only way that we learn to grow and nourish and get older in a healthy way is to have others around us. But there's a tension between the I and we always, because if you get too much we, it's like, okay, so join the group, give up some of your beliefs so that
right.
you can be part of our, right. And then the I says, I don't like that. So that tension is constantly there for us. And what we've said is there's a new paradigm that we wanted to introduce to the world, which is that people need to understand how to cultivate and develop I's inside of we. It's a different way of thinking.
I like that.
Yeah. It's
well, you know, when I think of this, I was talking before you came on the show in the previous segment when I was telling the audience you were coming, and I said, there's something that's cool about seeing the lights come on in a small business's eyes when they realize that they can leverage other people, they can leverage brain power and energy and the spirit of other people and their muscles to accomplish goals, to make something happen. But what they have to realize is that going from I to we means I have to go from being perfect to merely excellent. And because, see, I can, as long as I'm doing it all by myself, as long as I'm doing every job and handling everything, I can make it perfect, because that's how I, because if I do it, that means it must be perfect, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether the world thinks it's perfect is not important, because I think it's perfect. But when you bring other people in, when you have to subordinate a little bit, as you say, but in my opinion, that's when you accomplish excellence.
Yep.
And perfection is not really something you ought to try for. Excellence is.
Well, I'll tell you what comes with perfection, and this is part of what we say, words create worlds. The themes in our book are really powerful. The first one is the I is inside the we. We have to shift our thinking and our paradigm to that. But there's also about words creating worlds. And when there's certain words that we use, for example, we have to be submissive to others, or we have to be subservient to others, or in order to be a we have to learn how to, you know, those words come from the old paradigm, and they don't breed for good thinking and good relationships, nor does the idea of being perfect. And why that is that with perfect comes punishment,
yes,
and reward, right? It comes, if you're not good enough, I'm going to, you know, if you're not perfect, then you're less than perfect, and then I need to punish you. And it doesn't even have to be said. It's felt, right?
Right.
We have to leave room for people to learn. I call it lowering the bar to raise the bar. We have to learn how to step back into learning with people and developing with people together, where the exchanges take place and something can, the interchange between two people is a requirement for people to grow.
But that's one of the biggest challenges for an entrepreneur when they start out by themselves, as I did, and to relinquish certain tasks to other people, even though I know, when you know it's not going to be perfect.
Yep.
Like when you did it.
Yep.
And you have to deal with it, and that's when I discovered the concept of excellence. One of the chapters is called "Be Selfish to Become Selfless."
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk to us about that a little bit?
Yeah, one of the things that we tend to do is we tend to forget that we have human needs, and when we're trying to work with others, even the best leaders will then start to drive for task to get the task done. And then they get into the mindset of perfection, and we start to drive for doing things. And we sometimes forget that we have to take care of ourselves as leaders and focus on some of the needs that we have, the needs for time away, the needs to reflect, the needs to think about things in a new way. That's the part where we have to learn to be a little selfish and recognize our own personal needs. And when we do that, some generosity occurs inside of us that enables us to have a selflessness with others. Which,
hold on to that thought, Judith. Judith Glaser, ladies and gentlemen, the editor of 42 Rules for Creating We. She and I will be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes. Anywhere in between on any topic under the Small Business Sun, we got something you can read or listen to, ask a question, get an answer. Check out my blog. Subscribe to my newsletter. Our Brain Trust members are there. More than 1,500 of the smartest people in the world when it comes to small business and entrepreneurship on every discipline, every topic that you can imagine, right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Judith Glaser, ladies and gentlemen, Judith E. Glaser is the editor of 42 Rules for Creating We, a book that's taking the leadership world by storm. Judith, I'm so proud of you for putting this book together, and I can't wait to hear, you know, what's going to be happening in the future. Give us the website. Tell the audience how we can find it.
We have a website, and it's called CreatingWeInstitute.com. CreatingWeInstitute.com. And when you get to the front page, if you click around, there's a publishing page that you go to, and you can actually go directly from our publishing page to Amazon to buy the book. And then if you return to our website, you can get a download of NeuroTips,
wow,
which tell you what's going on behind the scenes in your brain and in your heart.
And that's free.
And that's free.
Now, I noticed that one of the people who endorsed your book was my friend Pierce Howard.
Oh, yeah. We got 32 people endorsing our book.
Yeah.
It blew me. How do you know Pierce?
Well, Pierce is an old friend of mine. He's a member of my Brain Trust.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah, no, we've known Pierce a long time. Judith, in one of the sections in your book is called Push, not Pull. I'm sorry, Pull, not Push.
Right.
What do you mean by that?
What we did, we've studied leaders, you know, for three decades, and one of the patterns that we saw occurring in leaders, especially when leaders started to derail, and actually before they started to realize it, was that they started to push too much. Remember, we were just talking about how do you get, you know, you have to allow people to develop. But when people don't achieve this perfection or excellence, not excellence, but perfection, we start to push on them to get results. And we found that leaders fell into this pattern called tell, sell, yell. Okay, tell, sell, yell, right? Which is that you tell somebody how to do it, and if they don't do it, you tell them again. Mm-hmm. And if they don't get it, then you start to try to sell them on why it's important. You figure they need to be motivated. And if that doesn't work, then you start to yell at them. And then if that doesn't work, you get rid of them. Right.
Right.
So what we found is that people get locked into that when you're being held like a leader, accountable for getting success. And soon you start to find the organization splitting apart because you'll have favorites that do things and then you'll have those that don't. So that tell, sell, yell syndrome got us to start to examine this called push behavior and pull behavior. And most leaders tend to do more pushing than pulling.
Mm-hmm.
I think I heard you say something right before I got on the show about leaders telling people what to do and not asking them what to do.
Right.
So
well, see,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say the thing is that so many managers believe that you know they're right and everybody else is wrong.
Right.
And they think that just because a person's in that job. That you know that they're automatically suited for that job, and that might not be the case. And that's one of the things that Pierce Howard has taught us about personality, and that you have to realize that everybody's different, and that your management, you know, if managing people were easy, we wouldn't need you.
That's right.
And so as a manager, you've got to say, okay, who is this person? What motivates them? How can I get the most out of them? Can I get the most out of them? And it might not be their fault. It might be my fault. And as long as I'm not sure if it's not my management problem, then not their employee problem, then I can't get rid of them.
Right. And so to move into that pull behavior, if managers took the time when they hired new people, and you know they have these job descriptions and they hire people for the job description, but underneath that job description is a person that has passion and interest and enthusiasm about things in their life that may not fit in, that might be bigger than what that little box is.
Right.
And so what moves people for leaders is not only can you do the task that you were hired for, but let me understand what motivates, what moves you, which is another one of our sections.
Right.
What moves people? That's right. When you touch the passions and you find that there are people that have skills that are bigger than you ever imagined, you start to develop leaders into something bigger than even your job was created for.
Well, you have employees. Some employees are moved by praise.
Mm-hmm.
Some employees are moved by just leaving them alone.
Yeah.
You need to know that.
Yes, you do. And inside of our brains, there are two centers. One's called the punishment center, the pain center, and the other's the pleasure center.
Mm-hmm.
And while people are motivated by different things, there are things that are in common for people. And that is that when people make us feel diminished or small or little or bad or not good, that the part of the brain that gets triggered is the same part of the brain as when you break a leg or are in a car crash.
And see, the thing we need to realize is that this is the same, these techniques that you're talking about, this understanding you're talking about, and that you talk about throughout the new book, 42 Rules for Creating We, is we need to do the same thing with our customers.
With our customers, with our kids, with our friends, with everybody. This is the magic. You know, the neuroscience will tell you a little bit when people get the download, but one of the things that's fascinating is that once the pain center is triggered, and it's not just one center, but it's a cluster. We actually can see what it looks like using fMRI machines, where it shows you what the brain looks like. But with the chemicals that get released during the pain pressure being pushed has 1,400 chemicals or more. I don't know exactly how many, but it's like lots and lots and lots of chemicals that move throughout the body and have a shelf life of 13 hours and a full life of 26 hours, which means they don't disappear after the words have been said.
Mm-hmm.
They float around and have much more power on our behavior
and
for a long time, right?
Positive or negative.
The good ones don't last as long.
Hey, Judith, give us the website again, please.
It's creatingweinstitute.com.
And you can find the book there, also wherever books are sold.
Yeah, Amazon.com, if you buy it there. If you want to go back to our website, if you want to talk to me through my email, I'll send you the neurotips. Everybody has to have the neurotips.
There you go. Hey, thanks, Judith. Thanks. See you next time. Judith Glazer, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be too, right after these messages. More to go. Come after these.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.